Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? Let's see. I'm going to just read over the description a little bit here. And I want you all to know that I'm on Facebook and I have the link in the description box. The page is called Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. So please click on the link to get to the Facebook page, and that is the best way to contact me. A little bit about myself. I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I've always been intuitive and perceptive since I was a small child. Around the age of 5 is when it started. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again, and I'm so glad to have all of you here. Please, when you call in, only ask one question. No medical or legal questions. Again, no medical or legal questions. And this show is for entertainment purposes only. I aim to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint. And depending how long I spend on each person, I don't really have a set time. So while I'm a psychic, I'm also a witch who practices folk magic. I'm adept at healing hands, which is similar to Reiki. I provide spells, readings, life coaching sessions, the healing hand sessions, and can perform all of this long distance. And even the healing hands, which is similar to Reiki, can be performed long distance with the use of a proxy, or you might call it a doll, where I do the clearing and balancing, and it represents you. And you'll feel the sensations in your body, but only with your permission. So that's that, and please call in to the show or contact me privately or both. Thank you. One more thing I wanted to add is if you've already been calling into psychic shows asking the same question repeatedly, please don't call into the show and ask the same question again, because you're going to want to take the advice that is given to you and apply that to your life rather than just going from one psychic show to the next asking the same question over and over. That's really not going to help you or the psychic. So please have a question prepared that you haven't asked before on the other shows, or this show especially. So let's see if there's anything else. Okay, so I'm just going to get started and go to the first caller, 703 area code.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. What is your question for me today?
Well, my name is Andrea, and I'm calling from Virginia. I met this guy offline a couple of weeks ago before I went on a birthday trip, and we were texting all night, and he said he would call me again, but I haven't heard from him. So I sent, you know, text messages and videos from my trip, but do you think he'll contact me, or I don't know what to think.
Okay, one second. I'm going to shuffle some cards.
Sure.
Okay. So here's what I got. The first thing I heard was that he's ghosting you. And that's just basically when, I'm sure you know what that means, but I'll just
Oh yeah, I know what that
what
means.
It means.
Mm-hmm.
you know, when somebody just kind of disappears without any answers. But digging into this a little bit more deeply, I see that he is an extremely insecure person. Even if it's not shown outwardly, he's very insecure. And in this, the image of this card, there's this person that has their hands over their shoulders and looks insecure. And then there's like a devil attached to him. So I would say that he has his like demons and stuff that he's battling with that would not allow him to be in a healthy relationship, which is a big part of the reason why he ghosted you. And then secondly, I get the forgiveness card, the spirit nudging you to forgive and release him. So like you can move on, and because I'm not feeling that he's going to reach out again. And I know it's really rough when somebody just disappears, but
I know it's crazy.
You just gotta let it go and move on. And, then I get, another card that might seem a little off topic, but I get the gossip card. So they're just, it's the spirit's way of letting you know that there may be some people in your circle that, or in your life, I should say, that aren't the most trustworthy people, and they tend to kind of talk about others behind their back. I don't have anyone specifically, but I do see a group of three women on the card. So,
One was my sister.
Yeah.
Sister and her wife.
Okay. Well, you would know. So,
yeah, could be.
Yeah, that's what I got for that. But, yeah, definitely he's, I don't see him reaching out again. It's definitely something to just let go of and move forward. I wish I had more information for you.
That's okay. You know, it's just weird how you text all night and then the next day you say, I can't wait to talk to you again and, you know, see you when you come back from your birthday trip, and then really crickets.
Yeah, that is pretty strange. I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Very sad. So, well, at least he didn't block me, because if I do call, I mean, it goes to voicemail, but his text messages get delivered, so it wasn't like a complete block, but it's just weird. So whatever, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But thank you for the insight. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling. It's pretty a hold on to hold to listen if you care to listen. Next caller is 780 area code. Hello, 780.
Thanks for taking my call, and welcome to 2024.
Thank you. Your name and your question, please.
My name is Jay. I have a question, and it's about signs. And I watched a movie just recently with a friend at work, and it had flamingos in it in a pool, and then it showed up on the screen saver wallpaper on my work computer. I'm just wondering what to know. I'd like to know what that means, because I haven't got a clear answer for that.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards.
Thank you much.
Yep. Okay. So I'm not sure what the traditional meaning for this, I would call it like a spirit animal, is. But what I got in the cards is that it's symbolic of perfection, something that is really good in your life and that's bearing fruit, and it's just, it's like perfect, like made the way, like has the divine spark in it. And then I get a card about creation. So I know I'm not being as specific as I'd like, but trying
okay.
to gather information. The creation card just tells me that there is, like, the creator's energy in it, a divine spark, and it's also telling me that you can use this thing, whatever this thing is, you might know what it is in your life, and really, how do I put it into words? It's about creating with the creator. Like, this is a tough one.
Creating with the creator. Oh, co-creating with the creator. Is that right? What you mean?
Yeah. And it's something like a gift that's been given to you in your life, something that's really good in your life that's bearing fruit, and some, you know, some metaphorically, symbolically, and you can really learn and grow from this.
Okay.
But I'm just I get that from the pink color of the flamingo, I get that it's something that's very innocent and pure. Do you have any idea what I'm, like, what I'm talking about?
Possibly. Could be maybe that I'm not naive, but I'm not biased, judgmental of the energy, maybe? I don't know.
Mhm.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well, like I tell everybody, they would know what I'm referring to. So I'd go
okay.
with that, and definitely I think it's really a beautiful thing about you, and it's something that you could take that and run with it and grow and learn spiritually from it.
Right.
If you just embrace that part of you.
Okay.
I wish I could get more specific, but I wasn't really getting any other imagery or anything. I did see, like, for a glimpse of a baby. That doesn't necessarily mean, like you're going to have a baby, but
yeah.
Fertile ground for creating things, maybe even artistically or with your hands.
Okay.
And part of that innocence will shine through in what you create. Do you do any, are you interested in, like, woodworking or carving wood or?
No, I teach drumming, so I get into that again. I got another
okay.
sideline repairing pumps, and, I think that's about, I'm just a volunteer for, at the farmer's market, so, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, and I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like to listen. I'm going to go on to the next caller. Calling. Oh, and by the way, caller that I just talked to, You should Google the flamingo spirit animal and see what it says. Okay, the next caller, 804.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, can I have your name and your question, please?
Hi, good evening. My name is Vernell. Let's start with a V, like in Virginia. And like the previous caller, I'm also from Virginia.
Okay.
My question is about a long-standing family problem. I try to hurry up and explain as quickly as I can. I have a brother and some cousins. A cousin and his wife had turned him against me, and he did some unthinkable things against me, and I haven't talked to him for a few years now. And I have three sons that got Facebook pages, and he befriended them. And I can't help but wonder, because I haven't even heard from any of my sons over the holidays, not even up to this point. And I was wondering if he might have said something that turned them against me, and I can't help but wonder what he might have said to them. I was wondering if you could look into that.
Okay. And you're wondering what he might have said to your children?
They're adults. They're adults.
Well, I know, but to your grown adults, your offspring. okay. So let's see. And is this person like an uncle or?
Yeah, he's supposed to be an uncle to my son.
Okay. We'll see what I can get. One second. Okay, so I might not be able to get as specific as you'd like me to, but I'll do my best here. So the first card I got is the victim card, and that's just reflecting that you've been a victim in this situation. And
yes.
I see the uncle in the card, and I believe he's represented as the dragon, which can sometimes be a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, I think it is. And then there's someone that is I'm trying to think of how to word it. There's another person in the picture that is kind of like controlling the situation and maybe even trying to protect you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that might be one of your adult kids. They're just like suspicious of what is being said, and although they're not talking to you, I'm not exactly sure why they're not talking to you, but like you said, like it has something to do with the uncle, and then the siblings are getting together and like, you know, talking about it, and they're upset.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them's kind of like unsure about it. And then I get the bittersweet card too, so that's just telling me that while you love them, it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be difficult for a while, but let's see. It's going to be difficult for a while, but in the end, there will be peace because I see the white dove, and to me, that's symbolic of peace and hope. Mm-hmm. And then I get the passion card, and I just think that's more like things are going to be discussed about the issue at hand, and then it's going to be like a rekindling of, you know, connecting again with your family. And once again, I got the gossip card. So it's, yeah, that's just proving that there is gossip going on behind the scenes. And I think a lot of what's being said is not true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if anything else comes to me. I see. This might not mean anything, but I'm seeing an orange. So I don't know if that means, I know that's kind of strange, but I don't know if that means anything to you. It might later. It might have something to do with, I'm hearing something about peeling the orange and getting, kind of uncovering the truth, what's underneath. And that's something that you're going to have to dig into a little bit more. But unfortunately, I don't know exactly what was said. But it does look like it's going to be okay in the end. It's just going to take some time.
Well, I'm not, excuse me, I'm not going to call them. I let them call me, and I'm really hoping that they will stop believing whatever lies is being spread about me by my so-called brother. Like I said, he did some very low things against me, and I might have to have surgery real soon, and you know, that's one of the things that's been on my mind, along with my cat. And may I ask you something before you go? I know you have to get to other people. You said that you do Reiki. Do you do distant Reiki?
Yeah, I do. It's not technically Reiki, but it's, you know, similar. And I use my hands and energetic clearing and balancing and all of that.
Okay. Would it be too much to ask? And if you can't, I understand. Would it be too much to ask if maybe after the show, if you could send Reiki to my cat?
Yeah, I can do a little bit of Reiki.
I appreciate it so much.
I probably wouldn't do like a full session, but I'll do something to benefit the cat. What's your cat's name?
Her name is Lucy.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like to listen. Got to get to the next caller. Okay, so next caller is 559.
Hi.
Hi, who's
this
calling? And hi. Your question?
Hi, how are you? Yeah,
good.
I just wanted to know if I'm going to find new love soon.
Okay. One second while I shuffle.
Okay.
Okay, one second.
Okay.
So I get the first card here is talking about complacency. So it's just telling me you're not getting out enough, moving around enough, meeting enough people to really make a connection with somebody.
Okay.
Like, internet is one thing, but these days it's really, in my opinion, it's hard to meet someone because there's a lot of catfish out there and scammers. So you want to really be careful and maybe just get out and meet people in person if you can at social events. Then I get, excuse me, I get the release card, and it's just showing me someone who's experienced, and if it's not literal death, then it's like deaths, like losses, many losses in their life, in your life, and it's the spirit is saying through the cards that it's time to release that and let it go.
Release what? The loss?
Yeah, like it's just saying that you've had different losses in your life, like traumatic events that have taken a lot out of you.
Right.
And it's time to release those things and let go. I have the balance card. And after you release that, you can start to bring in more balance into your life spiritually.
Right.
But how you do that, of course, is up to you. But there's like a lot of spiritual things you can do, working with the chakras, for instance. And then there's a forgiveness card. And I think you've already been working on forgiving people from the past and letting go.
Yes.
And then once you get through that, I get the discovery card, and you're going to be, like, I see the heart beaming on this person. It's bright pink, and the heart is on the back, which is, like, the back, I believe, is about the past. So you're healing, going to be healing from that. And then there's a spirit in the sky with an owl over it. So you're going to be connecting with that spirit and that wisdom and that clear sight and be able to navigate through things more easily.
Okay.
So
really,
it's
to bring in. To release and forgive, and that will allow me to bring in more, more lighter frequency to attract love. Right?
Yes, you got it. You got it.
Awesome. All right, we're doing a also align the chakras. Right? I have to do that.
Yes.
Grounding.
Clearing
okay.
And aligning, balancing.
Thank you so much. And
yes, thank you
day.
For calling. You too.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Next caller, 561.
Yes. Hi, Christiana. I want to see what's coming first. Am I a relationship or a job?
Okay, your name?
Stacy.
Okay. One second. I'm going to shuffle the cards. Okay, one second. Okay. I'm just looking at the cards here. I'm leaning towards a relationship because just intuitively I'm leaning towards a relationship would probably, you know, come first. And I'm trying to work on that. but I got the creation card for starters, and let's see. Oh, man, I'm trying to blank. So, there's something that you possess that you hold within your hands, maybe not literally, but that you have created or that you will create. And I'm thinking this is a space like you're making space and you're making room for a relationship. Because the next card I got is the renewal card, and it's like showing the snow thawing and flowers sprouting from the ground and sun rays coming out of your head and around your head, and you're meditating. So this is just showing me that you're allowing space in your heart for love again. It's also showing me in cards. Yeah. It's also showing me in the cards a quest that you're on, like a spiritual quest. You're trying to understand yourself, others, and the world around you. And just taking everything in, and you're on the spiritual quest. And it's really good because it's going to lead you to a place of gratitude and creativity within your life and love.
Wow.
I'm seeing a big heart up here in the card. And, like, flowers growing around it and stuff. And I'm also seeing that, you know, it's romantic that you'll meet somebody, but it's also that your family and friendships of relationships will grow and you'll become closer to people. So it's all looking really positive.
Wow. That is the best news I've gotten. And it's like Valentine's Day is coming up. And, you know, I guess I feel lonely. And the job situation, the rejection. I was at a job 4 years and that ended. You know, one year and 3 years, and look, going out and getting rejected, it doesn't make you feel too good. So.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that was able to help you and make you feel a little better. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'll put you on hold to listen. I think I probably have time for one more caller. So, 917.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
Your name?
Yes. My name is Ashiel. And my question is also regarding what's coming up for me, whether it's love or career.
One second. Can you shuffle the cards?
Okay.
Okay. So love. I got love, and the first card I got is the passion card. So this is going to be a very passionate relationship. Lots of fire and, you know, I'm sure you know what passion is. So, and then it's also, I got the impasse. Not quite sure how to pronounce it, impasse or impasse card, where there is somebody standing on a path, like in the woods, in the moonlight, and I'm feeling this has something to do with deciding what to do with this situation. Like, there's going to be a question that comes up, and you're going to have to try to seek the answers. It's going to be, of course, surrounding this partner, and you're going to be looking for answers and have to decide what direction to head in with this person. And, but then I get a soulmate card, and this is just telling me you will find your soulmate. I see a woman here, and I see your third eye open and the woman emerging from the third eye. So you might have even have had glimpses of her in your third eye or in your mind's eye. Maybe even like imagining somebody. And that is your soulmate. So you will meet this person soon. I wish I were good with time frames, but I'm not. So just trust that you're going to meet this person. It just may not be exactly when you want it to be, but it's going to happen. So that is what I got for you.
Okay,
and I hope it helps. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. I do have a little bit more time, so I'm going to take one more caller, 760.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Hi. Is there any questions?
Oh, my name's Lori, and I do have a question, and it's kind of like, I just wondered, like, what my brother's up to these days, what the card says has for that, or
okay.
Anything.
So I'm going to shuffle the cards.
Thank you.
Okay. So these are cards that I don't always get. So,
okay.
The first card is a completion card. There is something
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to tune in. There's something that he has worked really hard on letting go of. It has to do with another person or possibly even a family member.
Okay.
But that I'm not sure if it's a family member or a partner. But anyways, he's put a lot of work into letting go of that. Also has faced a lot of rejection in his life. I would say I'm getting the word endivores with the things that he is doing in his life, and some of it may have to do with something artistic. But he's faced a lot of rejection, and that's been hard on him. And then I get the vanity card, and I think sometimes he might put up a facade that he's like a hotshot, but he doesn't necessarily really feel like he is inside. And I'm just telling you what the cards say.
Then
I get the expansion card. So it's telling me, regardless of anything he's gone through, it's going to have a positive result, and he's going to expand his consciousness. He's going to expand spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and everything's going to work itself out. And I do see him in the corner. I see there's like there's like an angel that's in, that is trying to help. What was the word? You know how they try to assist us in whatever it is that we're doing or trying to accomplish. And I have a feeling this has to do with reconnecting you two and reconnecting the family together again. Because I see the spirit, I see him in the corner, and then I see two women. So I'm not sure who the two women are, but they feel like family. So I'm leaning towards that family, and everything looks like it's going to work itself out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it does show that he has been going through some struggles, and that might have a lot to do with why he doesn't really reach out too much. Probably not
very,
at all.
Yeah. Very honestly, we've been on the outs for years and years and years and years. So yeah,
I understand. A lot
of stuff there. But I was just thinking about back home today, so I was just wondering how he was doing.
He's hanging in there, so he'll be all right.
Okay, I appreciate that so very much.
All right, thank you for calling. Put you on hold. Listen, there's just a few seconds left to the show anyways. So I want to thank everybody for calling in. I'm sorry for those of you if I missed some of you, which I think I did. Let's see. Once again, I'm on Facebook under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. So please go there to check me out and stay tuned for the next show. And if you want a private reading, let me know. I only charge $1 per minute. Readings go up to 60 minutes. All right. Thank you, everybody. Take care.